Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As Christians become increasingly disenchanted with social media and entertainment options, it's important to know that there are alternatives, and some of them are quite good. For my wife and I, it began with Facebook. What was originally viewed as a platform to keep up with family and friends was later exposed as the world's largest data collection center, tracking, storing, and selling its clients' personal data to the highest bidder, and not just to better target consumer choices as we were told in the beginning. As later revealed, it was even sold to political parties to influence state and federal elections. As more and more uses of our data were exposed, people began rebelling. We're tired of being tracked seven ways from Sunday, and as a result, Facebook's traffic has fallen by half in the last 2 years. Add to that Facebook's censoring and shadow banning of conservative viewpoints, and you have the recipe for a platform that will continue to decline as people get more and more tech savvy. Another media giant that's falling out of favor with Christians is Netflix. It began as a way for people to escape the garbage being offered by the mainstream media. For just $7 per month, we were able to watch older movies and TV shows commercial-free and not have to worry about our kids seeing something they shouldn't. It seemed like a good solution, then the algorithms took over. Instead of listing suggestions that were in line with our previous viewing habits, it seemed as though Netflix began herding its viewers in the direction that the company wanted them to go. The last straw for our family came with the advent of Netflix Originals, movies and TV series that were far worse than anything we tried to avoid on network television. They began producing shows that promoted pornography, the LGBT agenda, and even came under fire for promoting pedophilia in one of their cartoon series. Their latest foray into debauchery is their new series called Anne with an E. According to the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, it might better be named Anne of Rainbow Gables. The series, which is a retake on the children's classic Anne of Green Gables, begins innocently enough, but by episode 3, it takes a dark turn and begins promoting homosexuality, transgenderism, and cross-dressing. In the reviews, one parent wrote, quote, "The gay agenda has ruined a perfectly heartwarming and uplifting story," end quote. Another wrote, "I just want wholesome and no agenda." About a year ago, my wife and I decided to pull the plug on Netflix. When we called to cancel our subscription, the employee we spoke to seemed baffled. When we complained about the content that Netflix was producing, she suggested that we simply don't watch those movies. "We have plenty of other content," she said. Then I explained how Netflix was using our subscription fees to produce that garbage, which made us complicit. "Hmm," she said. "I never thought of it that way." And I think that's the problem. Many of us subsidize things that are ungodly because we simply don't take the time to think about it. Since then, our family has switched to PureFlix, a Christian alternative with content that is wholesome, uplifting, and educational. There are some great alternatives to what the mainstream is dishing out. We as Christians just need to find them. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.